This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was data news late this afternoon that will make economists and business journalists alike rejoice. The Department of Labor said it's going to come out with a September jobs report, the one that was skipped because of the shutdown, next Tuesday. That's the 22nd. Mark your calendars. The October jobs report, which should have been on the 1st of November, is going to be a week late. Friday the 8th is when we're going to get that one. High on the list of those watching the trials and tribulations of the full faith and credit of the American economy these past days has been our biggest overseas creditor, the Chinese government. Earlier this week, the state-run Xinhua News Agency had apparently had enough, saying it's time for a world that is de-Americanized. Our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, went out and asked around to find out what regular Chinese think.
Most Chinese didn't read the inflammatory editorial calling for an end to Pax Americana. That's because it was only written in English, meant for a foreign audience. And boy, did that foreign audience eat it up. It appeared in the New York Times, LA Times, USA Today, among other news outlets. But are everyday Chinese people really wishing for the downfall of America because of our fiscal crisis? On a street in Shanghai, Wu Feng is more matter of fact.
Of course, it's bad news, but there are few options left to develop our economy. Buying U.S. Treasury bills is still the best way to invest our money.
Further down the street at Fudan University, Shen Dingli teaches international relations. He recites a line that could be ripped from a book of Confucius quotations to describe China's predicament.
When China opens its door, you welcome money, you welcome mosquito.
In other words, you take the good with the bad. And Professor Shen says China's reaction to the U.S. debt crisis has narrowly focused on the bad.
China has not given credit to the U.S. for China's modernization. Instead, China only be picky in criticizing the U.S. That's very unfair.
So you think that China is being a little unfair to the United States?
No, not a little unfair, greatly unfair.
I stand corrected. Shen says he's going to submit an editorial to the People's Daily, China's Communist Party mouthpiece, to rebuff the Xinhua article that slammed the U.S. He's had many editorials published before, but he's not sure if this one will get past the censors. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.